waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. This week is absolutely flying by. Now, Jess, I'm just about to send you a picture of a radio flyer. Now, if you're not aware of what that is, basically it's like a little wagon that kids sit in.
Yes.
Right? They're red, very distinctive.
Uh-huh.
Once you've seen this picture, you know what it is, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Yeah. So it's like it's a red wagon, white wheels, little kids sit in it, and then it's got this like black thing that I guess parents can tow the kids around
it. Children can tow their brother or sister around.
Correct.
I feel like I've done this.
Yeah, a lot of kids have, right? The reason I bring this up is that last night I'm closing up the shop a bit late. It's dark. Probably, I'm guessing like 5:45 because I had to do some stock and stuff.
Right.
And I'm taking like the flags and things out from the front. This is on Clyde Street where we've got the shop. And this guy in a oversized one that is electronically, like, hooked up with a motor, just cruises past on the footpath. It has, like, LED lights.
What?
It's probably the size of, like, a large wheelbarrow.
Impressive.
It's unbelievable. He's, like, it's as if he's taken a picture of that on his iPhone and then blowing it up just by, like, zooming in, and then he's made it for him to cruise past in.
So he was sitting in it?
Yep, and it's got an electric motor.
Wow.
And it was just down the footpath.
What a way to get about.
Now, I think I have mentioned what I thought was a fever dream of seeing this out of the corner of my eye before. This time I saw
confirmed.
It with my full two eyes. And I, like, gave the guy, I was like, oh, my God, awesome. And he just, like, gave me a thumbs up and just kept cruising.
I know I'm awesome.
Yeah, I know. That's why I've got a giant radio flyer as my main transport. I mean, it was good. It was just, and it had, like, red LED lights around the outside, so the whole thing was just lit up. It was just amazing.
That's so good. I'm here for it.
If you know who this man is, or if you're this man, please contact the show. I just want to, like, say hi and congratulations for making such an awesome thing. Because, somewhere in the Hamilton area. Anyway. We'll be catching up to talk news stuff soon, but
I
just had to get that off my chest because what a day. You're waking up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo, New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, sad news about a gentleman who was doing some work just locally here, yeah, in Kooragang.
Yeah, so a man, aged in his 60s, sadly yesterday died in a workplace accident near Newcastle Port. Emergency services were called out to Kooragang Island yesterday afternoon. Despite their best efforts, unfortunately, the man, his 60s, couldn't be saved. Safe Work Australia are looking into it. They've confirmed that it did happen, so police are investigating as well. So very sad news to hear that this morning.
Just awful. Now, of course, time for a bit of an origin report.
Yes. So, Crevo, I know you're on the edge of your seat, but it was a tough night in Adelaide for the New South Wales Blues. They went down to Queensland 26-18. That was despite Queensland being reduced to 12 men in the second half after a couple were sent off and some sin bins. There was controversy over a try that our one Newcastle Knights representative...
Oh, yeah. I heard about this.
So Tyson Frizzell, he looked to have a try in the 22nd minute last night, but it was sent upstairs to the bunker because it looked like Queensland winger Murray Taulagi had his hand under the ball initially before Frizzell put it across the try line. So on field, it was said that the try was denied. The angles up in the bunker were inconclusive, so they decided to go with the on-field decision, denying the Blues the try. So, unfortunately, you know, that try could have maybe made a difference, but it wasn't a wonderful performance by the Blues last night. Tyson Frizzell was definitely one of the stars of the side, 33 tackles.
Ooh.
Really, really tried hard to get the side across the line, but unfortunately, it wasn't our night last night.
Yeah, question. Did you watch the game?
I was asleep before 8:00, mate.
Yeah. Okay, reasonable. have you re-watched the controversial try?
I did.
What do you think happened?
I don't know. I'm not enough of an expert. It looks like a try to me, but...
You might be biased.
I mean, I want to be biased.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was, you couldn't, I don't know.
It was hard to tell.
Yeah.
Even for you.
Unfortunately.
You've got an eagle eye, if I know anything about you. You're good at spotting stuff. That's why you do journalism.
Exactly.
Oh, well, all I can say is good luck for game two is all we can hope for.
And the girls are tonight.
Yes.
The women's State of Origin is tonight at CommBank Stadium. So 7:45 kickoff.
Will you be watching that? You'll be in bed.
It's just, I want to. But I also value my sleep. So.
Fair enough. And you get up even earlier than any of us. So that's ridiculous.
I might rewatch that one. If I was going to rewatch one, that would be it.
How do you rewatch it?
I feel like you can go back and watch. Yeah, I think you can on KO.
Yeah, you can re. I was actually talking to someone yesterday about they what? Rewatch games all the time. And I was like, you and I are so different.
We do not live the same life.
No. As you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And on yesterday's show, an important debate went down.
And exciting news, Crevo, because an Australian version of The Office is in
Maine. Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening!
That's right. Get ready, everyone.
Yeah,
we're both pretty pumped about this because I think Australian comedy right now is, for like TV shows, is doing really well.
We're in a bit of a purple patch, aren't we?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And I think like this is obviously just an exciting addition to what is already a really strong market at the moment.
That's right.
But what we've heard through this is that they are making an Australian spin-off, but it's going to be more closely based to the UK version than the US. Which is, they are completely different shows, really, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And we, you and I are both team US, aren't
yeah.
we? But there's a lot of people who love the UK one. So
it's just so awkward, isn't it? Oh,
on another level.
Hard to watch.
We thought we'd let you call up on 4967-4105 if you want to defend the UK one or say the US is better, you know, on the team with us.
Just a bit of a fun one for your hump day. Let's go out to Rutherford to start with. We've got Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
Now, are you a big fan of The Office?
I am.
What version do you prefer?
US all the way.
Oh, yeah, mate, a man of sense.
You know what? Absolutely right.
Have you given the UK one a try?
I have. I'm sorry, but even Ricky himself gives Steve Carell hell at all the award shows for the US being so popular.
Yeah.
See, and that right there is proof that, you know, even Ricky realises it deep down, doesn't he?
And one of the rare times as well where the sequel or the spin-off outdoes the original. There would be very few you could think of that fall in that category.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Well, let's go off to our next caller. We've got Kathy this morning in Toronto. Morning, Kathy.
Morning, guys.
How's Toronto treating you this morning?
A little bit chilly, but that's okay.
Sun's out, though, right? Not too bad?
True, true.
People of Toronto are tough, aren't they?
We sure are.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, Kathy, you're representing all the people of Toronto here. But what do you think, US or UK? What's the better version of The Office?
I am very biased on this one. I've watched probably about 3 episodes of the UK one.
Uh-huh.
Hated it.
Yep.
Personally, for me, I don't like Ricky Gervais as a person, let alone an actor.
Wow. Okay. Go bang.
Big words.
Yep. I thought, you know what? No, I love the US one. I'm going to give it a crack. I'm going to put my hatred aside for Ricky, give it a go. I pushed myself to get to 3 episodes, and I felt dirty afterwards.
Wow. I had to go have a shower, did you?
Yep. So I am US all the way.
You know what? Big words, and a lot of Newcastle and Toronto obviously agreeing with us. We've just had a message through on Instagram as well, @thenovos_ from Katie, who says, "Don't even talk to me if you like the UK one, US all the way."
Wow, people very, very passionate about this. Maybe after hearing this, they might change and base it on the US one.
Well, they'd be
it's a public service announcement, isn't it?
They'd be crazy not to after hearing 100% of the population agrees.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone, and also good morning to Scott.
G'day,
welcome
mate.
To the show.
How are we doing?
Oh, very good. Now, of course, Stephen is off gallivanting around Bali.
Oh, must be nice.
No doubt tooling up and down the main streets of Legian on a scooter.
Yeah, well, I reckon he's. I reckon he might come back with an injury. If he doesn't, I'd be disappointed.
Okay, well, there you go. Fighting words. I don't know about injury. I think he seems like quite a coordinated man to me.
Yeah, you reckon?
Yeah, because, like, you know, he plays his footy and stuff, and he just seems like a coordinated person. I don't see him fall over or anything around the office.
I don't know, mate.
contrastingly, I have, like, bad balance and stuff, so I'm like, yeah, he's got it.
Oh, mate, I can barely stand up straight, so I suppose, look, I've seen him take the odd tumble here and there, but we'll keep that one up.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll see if he comes back injury-free or not. And, yeah, of course, he's enjoying Bali, and no doubt he'll have lots of stories when he gets back. Up next on the show, we've got a little bit of the best bits from yesterday's show, and up today as well, Scott. $450, of course, with trivia check as well.
Oh, that's it's a great way to lead into the weekend, isn't it?
I know. Cash is always king. As you wake up with Novo's Stephen and Crevo here at New FM. And on yesterday's show, this went down.
Yeah, help me settle a debate because I'm in a bit of strife at the Meriwether Share House, and I think unjustly in trouble.
See, when you're on the other end of it and you get woken up by someone clomping around in their big work boots of a morning, you think, you know what, maybe you could just have your socks on. It's warm enough.
Crevo's summarised it pretty well there. Basically what's happened is over the last week and a half, it's been pretty cold. So instead of normally just, you know, like I normally just walk around the house.
Padding around lightly in socks.
Yeah, well, not even in socks, in bare feet because.
Like Nigella Lawson going for a chocolate in the fridge.
Yeah, well, that's it. Very, very quiet.
Yeah.
But over the last week and a half, I've decided it's too cold to walk around the house barefoot. So I've put me socks on and. As, you know, you need to go to the bathroom to brush your teeth and, you know, do all that gear. I've decided I need to put shoes on to keep my socks from getting wet. So instead
scared of a bit of water. Outrageous.
Yeah, no. There is nothing worse than wet socks. And you know it as well. You know that that's such an uncomfortable feeling. But, yeah, so instead of putting my shoes on last, I put my shoes on pretty much as soon as I get out of bed, and I've been walking around on the lino floors.
Terrible. Bad behaviour.
Waking up my housemates. But I think I'm the one who has to get up at 4:30. I'm the one who has to deal with that cold. They can just go back to sleep. They'll deal with it later.
Let's let Newcastle decide, shall we?
All right, let's go to Aaron first and see him. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
What do you think on this debate? What's your opinion?
Do you not own UGG boots, Steve?
I don't own UGG boots. Maybe I should.
Mate, that's the problem. Because I've got to get up at 4:30 in the morning too, and I have floorboards, and so I've got to wake my entire house up. I wear
ugly. There you go.
Lots softer on the floor.
Yeah, because they got that like nice rubbery sort of vibe to them.
Yeah. That, to be fair, that's not a bad solution, but I think that is team Stephen, get your shoes off, unfortunately.
It is.
All right, let's go Lucille next in Wickham. Hey, Lucille.
Hi, hello.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm okay. Your show is very entertaining. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to listen to your very entertaining, informative. Now,
thank you very much.
That's a lovely compliment.
Well, now tell us, what do you think of this?
I have been accidentally listening to this. Music is good, and I said, my God, who are these people?
Lucille is not a paid actor, I promise.
That'll make the promo. Now tell us what your thoughts are on this, Lucille. Should he have the shoes off?
No, very disrespectful, actually, if he keeps wearing shoes. People are sleeping, particularly when they are on ship. That's not on. Second, you can actually wear socks. Take it off before you go to the toilet. Put it on when you get out of the toilet.
There you go. Simple. Just simple.
I like Lucille more when she was pumping my tyres, when she's telling us how good we are. I don't like it when she's giving me a bit of a growl.
Yeah, look, you know, Lucille's got a good point, and I do like her when she's bigging up our show.
All right, let's wrap this up with Gordon in Bellbird. Morning, Gordon.
Morning.
Now, what's your opinion on this debate, mate?
I'm with Aaron. You should get yourself a pair of Ugg boots or
you could buy your roommate all earplugs.
Which one's cheaper?
Probably earplugs. Earplugs definitely cheaper. I'll go with that option, I think, Gordon.
You know what? I think you need to go down to Mortels and get yourself some Ugg boots, because that way your little tootsies will be nice and warm when you touch a tiny bit of water in the bathroom.
Oh, you know, and you know that wet socks are awful. You know it.
And you'll be nice and cozy warm, and you'll keep them all asleep. There you go. Problem solved.
Get a load of this from our friends across the ditch in New Zealand. How do you feel about Afterpay in general?
I don't use it ever because I'm just sort of paranoid of this type of thing, credit cards, etc. I rarely use any of that.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just feel like my own money is my own money. That's what I want to spend.
Oh, I 100% appreciate that. I've never got a credit card. The one time I tried to, it didn't end well. So, look, we're avoiding credit at all costs here. No loans, no credits. We're living off our savings. Have a load of this, though. A New Zealand pizza joint there, ideally called Hell's Pizza, NZ Hell's Pizza. They are now offering Afterpay on a pizza, but not just like pay it off next month. Pay it off when you die.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, the place being called Hell's Pizza,
yeah,
I feel like there's a bit of a marketing tie-in here.
Oh, 100%. They are. Oh, it gets better. So, basically, they've picked a certain amount of people, that certain amount of people being 666.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Yep. 666 people from New Zealand, 666 Aussies also signed up to this. It's an eat now, pay when you're dead. So you can have as much pizza as you want for the rest of your life. Then the moment you kick the bucket, the legally binding contract you're in comes into play and you've got to pay everything back.
So is it like out of your will then?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's legally binding and it goes into your will. Look, the biggest problem I have with this, Crave, right? Is when I eventually die, I don't want my family to see how many Meat Lovers pizzas I've ordered over my lifetime.
That's the main issue with this that you have.
Yeah, it's going to come forward. I spent $5,000 on a Meat Lovers pizza, add bacon. Come on.
Be better, Scott.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, another question, and maybe you've got the answer for this, maybe you don't. Is there like an interest that you have to pay? Or is it just the exact amount?
You just pay the exact amount.
That's a good deal.
Look, I think so, with inflation and stuff, but you just pay for it.
No, I don't know. Then it's someone else's problem, and I'm all about that. Deferring problems to someone else whenever you can. That's my top tip in life. So if you can sign up for this thing, what's it called? Hell's Pizza.
Mm.
If you can get involved with that, first of all, with inflation, you're going to be way better off.
Yep.
And secondly, paying for it, not your problem.
That's true.
Essentially free pizza for life. Oh. New FM.
New FM. Weather.
Today, looking the same as yesterday. Partly cloudy, tops of 23. And tomorrow, nice and sunny. Right now, it's 15 degrees at Warners Bay. And register now at newfm.com.au to kiss the ticks for KISS, giving you the chance to win the ultimate KISS VIP experience on 105.3 New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
Yeah, this is where, of course, you have three things that we give you and you have to figure out what the theme is for that. Now, Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome if you're just joining us. Scott, of course, filling in for Stephen. Now, you've never played three of a kind before or heard it even.
Nope, never done it before, mate. This is all new to me.
Okay, so I'm going to explain how it works and then I'm going to give you a little test.
Okay.
So, of course, we give you three things. You figure out what is the theme between them. You're sort of an investigator.
Okay.
And then your name's your buzzer. Yell that out. And then it's the first of two, best of three. So I'm going to give you an example and we'll see how good you are at this, all right?
All right.
Penrite, mobile, Castrol.
Scott.
All right, what is it?
Gasoline or oil.
Yeah, motor oil is where what we're looking for there, but close enough. I would have given you the point.
Thank you.
Okay, and it's, first of two, best of three. We need two competitors here now, 4967, 4105. Great prize on offer today. First of all, you get a family pass to the Hunter Valley Wine and Beer Festival.
Oh, that's nice.
This is happening out at Ridges Resort Hunter Valley. That's the old Crown, what used to be the Crown Plaza on June 24. So family pass to that, first up. Secondly, Finally, you're also going in the draw for these Lindt chocolate packs that we've got. And oh, I've seen them. They're out in the boardroom, like, ready to go. They are deluxe.
Oh, you can tease me with chocolate any day. Look, that's enough of a prize for me.
Yeah. Are you a Lindt chocolate fan?
100%, mate. Is there a better brand?
Well, exactly. It's like $100 worth as well. So you want to get your mitts on these. We're giving these out this morning. 4967-4105. We need two competitors here to play three of a kind. So if you think you can figure out those little patterns between things like that, call now. 4967-4105, and we'll get you on the air next. New FM on 105.3 New FM. Scott filling in.
Hey, mate.
On New FM. This is the Novos Three of a Kind.
All right, this is, of course, you've got to figure out what the pattern is in this game. Basically, we give you three things. You've got to figure out what is the theme between them. Your name is your buzzer. First to two, best of three. Let's meet our contestants for this morning.
Calling through, we've got Luke from Singleton is on the line. Get out, you there, Luke?
Hiya, mate. How you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
Pretty good.
Beautiful, mate. How are you feeling early this morning? You reckon you can take out the win?
Oh, we'll see how we go, but I'm feeling pretty confident.
Beautiful, nice, mate. I love the confidence. It's good.
We've also got Rachel. How's Fern Bay today?
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah, good part of the world, isn't it?
Yeah,
nice one. All right, well, let's test everyone's buzzers. Luke, first of all.
Luke.
Good one. Now, Rachel.
Rach.
Beautiful. Happy days.
You know what? Using a shortened version of your own name, that's a smart strategy, Rach.
A great tactic.
Yeah, I like it. All right, something to watch out for there, Luke. Anyway, let's get into the first one. Your name is your buzzer. First to two, best of three. Here we go. Three of a kind.
Dan Andrews, Chris Minns, Gladys Berry.
Oh,
off the mark.
What is it?
Premier. Of the state.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll take that.
State premiers, one on the board.
One to Rachel. Luke, catching up here. All right, we ready to go?
Yep.
Guitar, bass, saxophone.
Luke.
Rachel.
Oh, Luke was in quick.
What is it?
Musical instruments.
That is correct.
Oh, we're all tied up here. We get nervous. I'm nervous.
Yeah, everything to play for here. Now, the next point is taking out the win, which is awesome. Here we go.
Indian, Pacific, Atlantic.
Luke. Definitely Luke.
Oceans?
That is correct.
He's got it.
You're a winner. You've got yourself a family pass to the Hunter Wine and Beer Festival at Ridges Resort Hunter Valley, the Old Crown Plaza, June 24. Plus, in the draw for those chocolate packs. Now, Rachel, being our runner-up, can we get you back tomorrow to have another crack?
Sure.
Yeah, fantastic.
Good stuff, Rachel.
Yep. Everyone's a winner. That's the main thing. You wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Scott, filling in.
Nate, thanks for having me. A story coming out of London that has taken our attention. It's scary scenes. A celebrity has been, for what can only be described as, rampaged by a former chef. Now, when you think of celebrities that might be attacked, have you heard any news about this?
No. Well, like, the only one that comes to mind is when the Kardashians were in Paris and they all got robbed, which was just a wild story. But it's been a while.
Yeah, look, I haven't heard anything like this before. It centers around Benedict Cumberbatch.
Now, he's an unusual character. What are your thoughts on him as an actor, etc.?
Oh, mate, I am a Marvel fiend through and through. He plays Doctor Strange.
Okay.
And look, his last movie wasn't that good. But normally...
Normally,
I'm a fan. I heard he does good Doctor Who and he voiced the dragon and something.
he's an actor that divides, I guess, the ladies. Some think he's the sexiest man on earth.
But I wouldn't go that far.
And some people, like, he's got a, that's what I mean, he has an unusual look about him.
Yeah.
But some people absolutely love him.
Oh, look, I think taking him as an actor, I don't mind him. I'd happily watch Benedict Cumberbatch in a lead role for a movie. But going down the attractive route, he's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, fair enough. Each to their own.
Yeah, look, this happened a couple of months ago, but it's only just breaking in the news headlines because I do believe that the culprit is going through the legal system.
Right. So they finally found or charged him or something.
Well, get this. This is, again, people are stupid. If you've got to commit a crime, at least be smart about it. So the former chef...
Top tips from Scott. Good to know.
Advice 101. It's Benedict Cumberbatch's former chef. He apparently went to try and confront the Cumberbatch family when they moved into a new London place. He kicked down the front gate. He was yelling and screaming, throwing pot plants, and then he spat on their intercom system. Now, that's important because he spat on the intercom system out the front, slashed it with a fish knife, and then fled the scene. And guess how the police found him?
I don't know. It was a man carrying a fish knife, probably.
Well, yes. His DNA is on the site because he spat on it. And you go,
absolute Muppet.
To do it right.
Well, if you're going to do a crime, don't leave your DNA evidence all over it.
Yeah, look.
That's a tip from Scott.
Look, he's been charged. He pled guilty in court, a £250 fine, and he's got a 3-year restraining order against Benedict Cumberbatch, or Benedict Cumberbatch has put one against this bloke. Apparently, it all started, though, because this bloke went to a local shop, bought some pita bread, and said, and told the clerk, the retail staff member, that he was buying it to set the house on fire.
Oh, my God. What an absolute learning. No wonder they said, right, you've had enough time as cooking for us. It's time to go, mate. Find yourself a new job.
Their writing was on the wall. This guy is not the person you want to cook your food.
Not at all. All right. Thanks for that one, Scott. You're waking up with a Novo. Stephen and Crevo, New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is the Novos. You're waking up with the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
The trivia check, Crevo, is right around the corner. It's your chance to pick up $450. So have the number ready. Your cue to call is moments away. One simple question. Cash to start your Thursday. Doesn't get much better.
Yeah, that's right. One question separates you and $450. That's just after 7 o'clock. Next, though, something I noticed on the way out to Tanilba Bay yesterday.
Yep.
A guy in all sorts of trouble in his jacked-up Hilux ute. We'll chat more about what went down there next as you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo, New FM. Now, Scott, yesterday and the day before, I've been driving out to Tanilba Bay.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful part of the world, mm-hmm. the bay is. And I'm just going out there to work with a client to get some stuff for the shop that they're selling.
Yep.
Right? So out there, you know, picking up a few loads in the van. On the way out there, there's some parts of the road where the sand dunes just start almost right near the road. People would be aware of this. There's sort of like these steep sections where the sand basically meets the road.
Oh.
Now, I noticed this guy, went for, because a lot of people love going out on the dunes, you know, just for leisure, I guess.
That's a good time. Mm.
These guys, they had like a, I think it was a Hilux, fairly jacked up, and he was approaching one of the roads onto the dunes. And I thought, ah, he's off to go do some fishing or whatever.
Yep.
What a great day. It was beautiful weather, you know, perfect. The moment pretty much his car hit the sand, I don't think he'd done the appropriate changes to pressure on tyres.
Oh.
Because it was, his car just literally sank straight away.
Oh, no.
And I was like, that guy's day already sucks.
There's nowhere to go from there.
No. It was instantly bogged. It couldn't have happened any faster. Straight up to the axles. And I was just like, that must have been his first time ever on the dunes.
Oh, geez.
You know, if you know how to do it, you've got to get the tire pressure right. Mm. You always go with someone else as well so they can, you know, tow you out if you get in a soft spot.
If need be.
He had done none of that and was bogged straight away. And it's a classic Newcastle story, going out to the dunes and getting bogged.
Did you check on him?
No, because it's like part of the highway. I'm doing 80. I've got places to be. It's not like he was in danger.
Yeah.
He just had a bad afternoon on his hands because he has to then call his friend or a tow truck or like the dune recovery experts or whatever. But what I thought we could do here is 4967-4105, how did you get bogged? And how did you get out? Because it happens all the time on the beaches. People, you see, like, there's actually Facebook groups dedicated to it.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. The photos would be great.
Oh, absolutely. But obviously it doesn't have to be a sand-based. You know, it could be a mud situation. Festivals and stuff are a big thing because you're in the car park and it's just a field. You know, they haven't put gravel in it or anything. And, of course, people get bogged. Best stories on air today, getting the Lindt chocolate packs. Now, these are amazing. It's like over $100 worth.
Jeez, take
Lindt
that.
Lindt chocolate, which is awesome. These are Lindt, they're pioneers in chocolate. And you can visit the new boutique at Erin Affair for a luxurious chocolate experience. Or you can win a big pack for free with us.
I have a good story. You can win. It's as easy as that.
Yeah, 4967-4105. How did you get bogged and how did you get out? We'll get your stories on the air next. New FM. Yesterday and the day before, I've been driving out to Tanilba Bay to do some pickups for the shop. And yesterday, I saw this guy, big jacked up Toyota Hilux. He had big tires and everything on it, driving up the dunes, obviously off on a sand dune adventure, right? Maybe some fishing or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think it must have been his first time because as soon as he hit the slope going up to the dune, instantly bogged.
Like, oh.
It went straight up to the axles. And I was like, he's obviously forgotten to do the tire pressure thing. And he didn't have a friend with as well. Usually you go with two cars. So if someone hits a soft spot or whatever, you can pull the other one out. All of that didn't happen. Straight in, straight bogged.
Oh.
4967-4105. How did you get bogged? How did you get out?
Michelle's giving us a call from Adelong. Michelle, how'd you get bogged?
Well, it wasn't in a car. It was how I did a houseboat.
Oh, what happened?
And we just got started, and hubby said, oh, do you want to have a go? And I said, yeah. 5 minutes into it, I got ourselves stuck on a sandbank.
Oh, what a disaster.
Not good.
And had to wait for the tide to come in before we could get out.
Oh, my God. How long was the wait?
A couple of hours, enough time to have a barbecue on the top deck.
Look, at least you made the best of it. And did hubby let you drive again after that?
Well, he didn't.
Didn't let you, by the sounds of it. Smart man. Sam's in Fennel Bay next. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Never better, Sam. Mm. It's a Thursday. It's going to be a great day. But how did you get bogged? What happened?
So I wasn't the one that got bogged. I actually got a phone call really late at night from my brother saying that he was at the park having some sexy time with a girl and he got stuck and couldn't get out.
What? And wait a second. So was his car bogged or was this a different situation with the girl?
His car was bogged.
Oh, right. Cause that's a weird call to make, isn't it? And so you go down there. Do you have to like pull him out? I was going to say, touch him out.
I had the four wheel drive, so I had to attach it to his car and then like pull it out. So yeah, and I had my children with me, so they were like, "What's going on, Mum?"
Oh, was the girl still there? Like embarrassedly standing there, like, "Hey, how you going? Nice to meet you.
Awkward.
Oh, my God.
I think the worst is trying to get out of there when they drive the car and you're towing them out. They can't see. It's all fogged up around the windows.
What an absolute disaster. All right. Mickey's in Blue Haven. How you doing?
How you going?
Very good. When did you get bogged? What happened?
Okay. So this story starts back in 2010. My ex and I decided to go camping on Stockton.
Yeah.
I do with the kids, so we got a $15,000 Holden Rodeo and we stacked it to the max. I mean, wood, the dog in the back, the kids, everything. Now, a week prior to going and doing this, we decided to watch all the YouTubes of people getting stuck on Stockton, having a good old laugh the one who lost
Look
their
at these
car,
idiots.
Et cetera. Yeah. Anyway, he went down near the stop stand. He let down the tyres. The tyres got bogged. And he's like, dig, Nicky, dig the tyres. So Nicky's digging the tyres. The wave hit the back of the car and he's like, run, Nicky, run. So Nicky ran one end of Stockton to the other, to a Hilux. The bloke couldn't help us. He said, you need to go up to that end of the beach. Who's got a Land Cruiser? So I'm running. I literally hit my knees by the time I got there. I'm like, I need help. the people come running down to help push him out. But long
did you get out?
Before,
yeah, well, let's get to that.
He did, but I tell you what, he was so lucky because when that wave hit the back of the car, I thought my kids and everything was gone.
Oh my God,
what an absolute disaster. And you've just faded out there. But, hey, thanks for calling the show. A lot of people getting bogged. Be careful on the beaches.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, the moment you've all been waiting for, $450 up for grabs for your Thursday.
Oh, it's a good way to get started, isn't it? Cash in hand, thank you very much.
Indeed. Now, it's very simple. We don't make you jump through hoops. We don't make you fill out questionnaires. Yeah. All you need to do is answer one question correctly. If you do that, the money is all yours straight away.
Surely it can't be that easy, mate.
It definitely is. Scott, of course, filling in, and he's amazed by how simple this is, right?
Mate, straight up and down, I thought it'd be more complicated than one question.
Nope, it sure isn't. Okay, here we go. 4967 4105. If you'd like to play Trivia Check and try your hand at getting $450 straight in the Skyrocket, up next, New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, only one question separates you and the cash this morning. It's very easy. Let's meet our contestant for this morning. Hello, Kelly. How's Curry Curry this morning?
It's good, actually.
Yeah, that's nice. What are you on your way to work, school drop-off? What's the situation?
I'm travelling between jobs, so I've just pulled over.
Oh, okay, yes. Where it's safe and legal, I hope.
Between jobs already?
Yeah, I'm driving a concrete truck.
Oh, okay.
Deliveries are always early with concrete, aren't they?
Always.
What time's the first one you're rolling out?
What was that, sorry?
Like, what time's your usual first delivery? How early?
Usually we start at 6 o'clock, yeah, and then... Right. Just
any time
from then.
Yeah, hard working.
Yep. couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Do you get to knock off early at least, though?
Not always.
Yeah. Oh. Geez, that boss is a punish, aren't they? I get it, Kelly. All bosses, right? Kelly's not saying anything.
She knows. She knows that they're listening.
I was trying to trap you. It didn't work. Anyway, here we go. One question. Scott is your quiz master for today. You got 5 seconds on the clock. Don't let that timer get in your head, okay?
Yeah.
Here we go.
You ready, Kelly?
Yeah.
Beautiful. How many letters are there in the Cambodian alphabet?
Jesus.
35. 30. Unfortunately, not right. Thank you, though, for playing. What's the correct answer, Scott?
74.
What?
That is crazy. That's so many letters.
That's too many to remember. Keep it to 26 and that'll do me.
Exactly. That means, though, it does return tomorrow with $475. Same time, same place. Don't miss it. New FM. Now, Scott, I don't know if you've seen this footage over the last, I guess, couple of days. It's gone viral of this lady. Mm. She's in a parents' running race at an athletics carnival.
Yeah.
These athletics carnivals are happening all over Newcastle all the time. Mm-hmm. And this lady, she's in the, like, parents' race, which is always just a bit of fun.
Of course.
You know, us parents have been hanging around watching kids run all day and feeding them Freddo frogs. Now let's do something just to at least stem off the boredom, basically.
Yeah, someone else could look after the canteen.
Exactly. So anyway, they run this race and this lady, she basically trips over Bagley and goes like head over heels and her skirt falls over her head and her G-banger is in full view. Now...
Not what you want to see.
This video, it went viral like a couple of days ago. Yesterday we found out in the afternoon that she's actually had to move schools. Well, she's decided. Oh. She said, I'm moving schools because she couldn't take the embarrassment. Now, I don't know about you, but I would think the kid would be the one embarrassed, not her. But I guess, like, you're at the PNC meetings and all that stuff and very embarrassing. Now, just around the team, first of all, Scott.
Yep.
If your mum had fallen over and the G-Banger was on full show, what would you do?
Oh, I'd be enrolling at the next school.
Would you want your mum to make you change, like get you to change schools?
Absolutely. There's a school 500 metres down the road. I'd be enrolled there before the athletics carnival was over.
I know what you're saying, but like, what about all your mates and stuff?
Leave them behind. There is no coming back from that, Crevo. It is once it's done, it's done. You will forever be the bloke whose mum flashed the primary school.
Okay. I mean, I know what you're saying, but I don't think at that age, I think they are a primary school age.
Yep.
I don't think I'd want to change schools. I mean,
I would.
No, but it's your mum's fault. Like, it's her fault.
Yeah.
It's nothing you've done.
Yeah, but it's the old school drop-off. Can you imagine mum's rocking up in the Commodore, dropping me off, and everyone's sort of, like, getting the shades up in the car. You'll get tinted windows and stuff so nobody can see your mum. That would be the lifestyle that you'd have to live. All the paparazzi coming at you, pulling your hoodie over your head. I don't want that to go to school.
Now, Tani's in the producer's booth this morning. Hello, Tani.
Good morning.
What would you want your mum to get you to change schools if this had happened to you? Like if your mum had been the one who had flashed everyone?
I think it depends on what kind of year I was in at school. If I was in early primary school, I feel like I'd just kind of stay at the same school because it wouldn't be that
much.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. High school though? Say you were 15, 16 years old and your mum had done that.
I would probably definitely want to move schools.
Okay. Most people wanting to move schools. Interesting. Maybe I'm the only one who's not. Anyway,
you'd stay.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't. It's not my fault. I'd just be like, it's my mum. She's done that.
Yeah.
She's an idiot, not me.
Yeah, but you're the offshoot. You're the extension. It goes down the tree, mate.
No, not on my watch.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. Scott filling in for Stephen while he's in Bali at the moment. Now, Scott, I've just sent you a picture of a radio flyer wagon. Now, these are like the little red wagons that kids tow around, right?
Yeah.
last night I was closing up the shop on Clyde Street in Hamilton North there, and it was a bit late, so it was probably like 6 o'clock because I was just doing some stock and stuff. And I was taking, like, items in that we have out the front on the lawn into the shop, flags and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
And this guy comes past in a giant kid's red wagon that he's, like, custom-made with the radio flyer written on it.
You're joking.
It's got an electric motor, and it's all with red LED lights around the rim. I think I've mentioned this on the show before because I thought I'd seen it out of the corner of my eye.
Yep.
Last night, I had a full front-on view of it, and this guy was just cruising along. And I was like, nice one, man.
Yeah.
And he just went, yeah. Honestly, have you seen the, waiting for a mate video?
Oh, have I seen it, mate? Lived it, loved it.
Yeah. Mm. He's looked a little bit like that.
Yep.
Just an awesome guy. If anyone knows the guy in the giant electric wagon, I would love to just chat to him and just, you know, congratulate him on an amazing machine that Newcastle owns.
What a way to get around the city too.
It's unreal. I've never seen anything like it. He's custom built this.
Yep, cool.
It's about the size of a wheelbarrow. It's amazing.
And it looks sturdy as, look, if it's a big one of these, it looks sturdy as you'd be able to take it around everywhere.
Yeah, he's just driving down the footpath.
Beautiful, amazing stuff.
Incredible. You're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo, with Scott filling in here on New FM.
Crevo, I had a bit of a situation the other day, right? So I'm relatively new to Newcastle. I've been here for about 3-4 months now.
But welcome.
Thank you very much. And it's a beautiful place to live. I absolutely love it. But I can't get over how honest everybody is, because I was out the other day, right, going for a bit of a walk. It was a beautiful sunny morning. Where I live, there's a nice track that takes me right through Islington, right along Throsby Creek, heading up towards Honeysuckle.
Yeah, I know the exact track.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is really nice. On a nice day, you got the park there, the creek, all that sort of stuff.
Well, there is the park run there, but you don't put me and running together. We don't go in the same room. Absolutely not.
Fair enough.
But I, on this day, decided that I'm going to go for a bit of a casual stroll. I'm walking through the mangroves and walking all around. I've been everywhere, right? I was gone for about 4 or 5 Ks. I put my hand in my pocket, and guess what's missing?
Phone.
Key.
Oh,
that's not
my
good.
House key. Now, I took my house key. It's just a single key. There's no identifying features on it. Just a single key.
No tag, anything.
Nothing, not at all. I had it in my pocket. Obviously, when I pulled my phone out to take Instagrams, it's fallen out of my pocket. And I went, where's it gone? Anyway, so because I've only been here a couple of months, I just moved in with two new housemates, and they're fantastic. But I also didn't want to have the conversation with them that, hey, I've already lost the key.
Yeah, embarrassing. And also, get a key ring, because that will make it a lot harder to lose.
Well, I have them on a key ring on a normal day-to-day basis, but I'm walking, man. I don't want to be carrying a key ring. I just want to carry the single key.
All right, so yeah. That's what you've done. You've lost the key.
So I lost the key, and then I made up my mind and said, doesn't matter, I'm just going to go and get it cut, find a locksmith and go. Walked for about another kilometre, and then it was eating me up, man. It was eating me up that I didn't know where this key was. So I turned around and retraced my steps for 4 kilometres through the mangroves, and guess what I found?
You found the key.
I found my key, my single little key. It was just sitting on the pavement. Now, I know the track that I'm talking about going along Throsby Creek. It is a beautiful spot, lots of bikes, lots of runners, lots of walkers. There's coffee shops and everything. People would have walked over it.
Yeah, right. But also,
nobody took it.
Forget that. The chance that you could, because obviously if you just see a key, you don't know what that's for.
No, of course not.
So the chances of it getting taken, not huge. But how amazing, it's amazing that you were able to find it.
Yes.
Because it could have fallen out anywhere.
Can you imagine if it fallen in the mangroves?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or just like on the grass or something, so hard to see.
Yep.
But this sometimes happens when you lose something and it's like a needle in a haystack, mm-hmm. but somehow your eye just catches it and you're able to find it.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. I had no idea where it had fallen, but for whatever reason, it fell right in front of me as I retraced my steps. And I'll tell you what, I celebrated with a coffee and a bacon and egg roll.
You deserved it.
That's what I needed, mate.
You know what? That is a needle in a haystack find.
Yes.
So let's do this. 4967-4105. Have you had a needle in a haystack find? Like you've lost something so small or, you know, in a big area and just by absolutely unbelievable chance, you found it again.
Yep.
So I think I've told this story on the show before, but a mate of mine and I went scuba diving in the Philippines, yep. right? And we're out for a dive. And when you're scuba diving, you still take a snorkel as kind of like a backup, or if you're out of air and you're on the surface just waiting for the boat, you've got your snorkel there, right? Cool. His snorkel came off the little holster thing, gone, right, on the dive. I'm like, oh, well, that's the end of that. We'll never find that again, right?
Yeah.
We went out for a dive the next day in a similar area, and there, just sitting on the bottom, was his snorkel.
You're joking.
Needle in a haystack find. 4967-4105. Best callers on air get the Lindt chocolate packs as well today. If you've got a story like that, we'd love to hear them up next. New FM. Waking up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo, with Scott filling in here on New FM.
Mate, recently lost my key when I went for a walk around Throsby Creek. It fell out of my pocket and needle in a haystack scenario. I retraced my steps 4 kilometres worth and I found my key.
Unbelievable, because a single key by itself is so small, and for you to be able to spot that and find it, very, very lucky.
Oh, it says a lot for my eyesight. Thank you.
Well, it does. Or your luck. I'm not sure. I don't know how good your eyes are. But needle in a haystack finds do happen. Let's go to the phones. First of all, we've got Katrina. How's Thornton today?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, that's the way. It's going to be a nice one today. Now, tell us, have you had a needle in the haystack find? What happened?
I lost my diamond out of one of my rings.
Oh, no.
Now, yes, I noticed it one morning at work and then just assumed that it was gone forever.
Yeah, of course. Now, was this a big thing, like the size of a peach, or are we talking on the smaller size?
It's a small one. I have seen a grain of rock salt bigger.
Okay.
That's at least you're honest, Katrina.
Now, of course, you'd be thinking, this tiny little stone, I'm never going to find it again. What happened? How'd you find it?
I remember as I was waking up, my hand snagged under my pillow. So when I got home, I thought, I'll just check it, put the torch on my phone, lifted my pillow up, and there it was.
Oh, really? You are so lucky. And the jeweler just popped that thing back in, and you're good to go, yeah?
Yeah, all good.
Wow, that's an amazing story. Because those little, first of all, it's clear.
Yep.
And second of all, in the bed, things just bounce off onto the floor. Very, very lucky.
Lost in the sheets. That would have just happened so easily.
Yep, indeed.
Yeah, heading to Aberglasslyn. Amanda, are you there?
Yes.
Amanda, how's your day going, all right?
Good. Nice and warm this morning.
Oh, beautiful. We love to hear it. Amanda, tell us, you needled in a haystack find. What'd you lose?
So it wasn't me, it was my sister. Yep. So when we're half sisters, and when I was really, really little, their mum had packed up and left. So
sorry to hear that.
About 20 years later, I happened to be in an article, completely different states, in the newspaper for a business that I was working for. One of her friends had seen it, messaged my sister and gone, hey, I think this is your sister. She's messaged the person I was in the article with, gone, hey, can you just pass on a message for me? Got in contact with me, and it turns out that she was my sister.
What?
This is not the story I was expecting, but this is so much better. And are you guys, do you still hang out? Like, what's the situation?
Perfect. So I didn't actually know she existed because I was so little when they left.
Yeah.
And, 20 years later, we found each other, and we're going on nearly 10 years now. I've moved states, so I live, 2 minutes down the road from her, and we chill out all the time.
Oh, that's crazy. What a great story, and what a great way to wrap this up. So, what a fantastic...
Who needs Ancestry.com?
I know. You just need a random friend to spot who you think you're looking for. Incredible. Thanks for your call this morning. Wow.
It must happen all the time. Finding things that you thought were unfindable.
This is magic, so quit while you're on top. This is New FM's Kiss the Ticks for Kiss.
This is so exciting, Scott.
It is
exciting.
Indeed.
I've lost my way of talking. Now, of course, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because not only do you get to go and see Kiss on their last tour here, but you could be rubbing shoulders with the band, meet and greet, photo opportunity. If you're a Kiss fan or have one in your life, this is the competition to enter.
The cream of the crop when it comes to any sort of concert. But Kiss, it doesn't get much better.
That's right. And, of course, you need to get a ticket on the wall. You then lock lips with that ticket, and the last person standing or still kissing the ticket wins the entire experience. It's worth thousands of dollars.
Now, I tried this the other day with Joel. He's your only live and local way to drive home in Newcastle. So you can catch the video on the New FM Facebook page. And it's hard.
So you guys were kissing each other, was it?
Or? Oh, look, let's not go that far. I was kissing a picture of Joel.
Oh, right. That's a bit cute, isn't it?
And it's hard. It is really, really hard. The mental game of standing there for ages and ages and ages. But for these Kiss tickets, you do it.
How long were you on?
Oh, I was on for at least 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, that's pretty good. All right. Well, it's time, of course, to meet our next ticket holder. Good morning, Zamba. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, are you a big fan?
Mum is, not me.
Okay, so you'd be giving this to your mum or would you go with her?
Oh, I'd be going with her.
Yeah, fantastic.
That's great. And how long do you reckon you can last up against the wall, Zamba, holding on? Do you reckon you can stay there for a long time?
I reckon I could probably do it all night.
Oh! Well, I think it starts in the morning, so we'll see how you go. But if you can last 24 hours, that would be very impressive.
Huge.
I've got a strategy organised. I'm going to wear comfy clothes, not drink water, and some comfy shoes.
What's with the not drink water? Just on that note.
There's no toilet breaks.
No toilet breaks?
Oh, yeah. But...
I'm in it to win it.
But what about the chapped lips?
Oh. I'm going to wear pawpaw.
Oh, she's...
Zamba is all over it. Well, congratulations. You've got a ticket on the wall. And make sure, if you're winning a ticket on the wall as well, register newfm.com.au. Now, Scott, a lot of people may not really be familiar with who you are at this end of the day because normally you do the Love Songs show, which happens late at night.
Very, very late at night. 8 p.m. 9 p.m. 9 p.m.
9 p.m. even. So that's when people, they're working shifts or, they're up late, that sort of thing. People up in the morning, they might not know who you are.
Of course.
I thought, here's an opportunity to get to know Scott and perhaps then... You might go, this guy's awesome. I'm going to listen to Love Songs at night.
You should definitely tune in to Love Songs. That's the way to go.
Indeed. So let's a couple of get-to-know-you questions
okay.
and get to know who you are as a person. First of all, You got a partner, you're single. What's your situation at the moment?
I have a partner. Her name's Brittany. She's from Sydney because we met at a last job I used to work at when I was reading traffic. Okay. So she's a traffic reporter and I see her as much as I possibly can. But obviously doing the bit of the long distance, it's hard.
That is tough.
It's tough, but we get through it.
Yeah, very good. And have you been with her for a long time then?
Since about August last year.
All right.
Yeah, okay. So it's...
Coming up to a year,
I've got to start planning. Well,
a proposal, is it?
Well, look, mate, it's I'm going to say...
All right.
She might be listening.
Sorry. Okay. Didn't mean to make things awkward. All right. Let's just move things and switch things up a little bit. What are you watching on Netflix at the moment? I think you can tell a lot about somebody by what their shows they pick.
Oh, look, if you're doing Netflix specifically, mate.
Or streaming in general.
Well, ever since Netflix introduced the family bundle, I'm staying well clear of Netflix. Yeah, I'm not paying for that. But Apple TV, Ted Lasso.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, if you haven't gotten around Ted Lasso, mate, it is fantastic. Season 3 finale wrapped up yesterday, and I was weeping on the floor in the fetal position. It's sad.
Emotional.
In a good way. It's sad.
No spoilers. Okay, so Ted Lasso, man. And what about, like, on free-to-air? Is there any shows that you're into, or are you a news man? Would you watch the news at night?
I do. Oh, well, so my girl, Britt, girlfriend, she is a TV traffic reporter.
Okay.
And so she comes up on the 5 o'clock news. And
you always watch?
Well, I try to.
Do you do like a proof of I'm watching, little photo of the TV?
Sometimes I do, but other times she messages me and goes, that was a shocking report or that was this. And I'm like, oh, you look fine. You're doing great. I sort of sit there, get lost in her eyes.
Supportive boyfriend and truly in love by the sounds of it.
Mate, head over heels.
Now, what about in the kitchen? Are you a good cook? What's your go-to like dinner party dish? You got a few friends coming over. What are you going
to
make?
Dinner party dish. I recently learnt how to boil potatoes. That's
okay. I see what's going on there. You are not a good cook, is what you're saying.
Well, I live in a share house. The last share house that I lived in was an outdoor kitchen, and so it was everything
was. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
was it camping?
Yeah, pretty much. We used a camping stove, so I didn't really do much cooking at my last share house because I didn't want to stand outside with the mosquitoes. Now I live in a great share house with a full kitchen. I've actually been getting out the recipe meal bases. Went and bought some steaks. I'm all over it, mate, like a rash.
Doesn't sound like it. You've only just learnt to boil potatoes. Well, there you go. Scott, the man himself. Of course, make sure you listen to Love Songs at Night if you want to hear more of his dulcet tones. Probably not recipes, though. New FM.
What's the goss? UFM. Mate, we're talking today about the biggest artist in the world. She's my personal hero, Taylor Swift. Love her to death.
Okay, what's your favourite Taylor Swift song?
All Too Well. 10 minute version. Done. Without a second's hesitation. Been to 3 Taylor Swift concerts. When the Eras Tour comes down under, I'll be there front and centre.
Fascinating.
A lot of people over in America at the moment are witnessing the Eras Tour firsthand. I'm extremely jealous, but a phenomenon is coming out with people going to the Eras Tours over in the US. They are developing what's being called post-concert amnesia.
What's that?
One punter has said that she dreamt about going to see Taylor Swift for so long, and now that she's seen Taylor Swift in person, she can't differentiate what was actually the concert and what she dreamt of in her head.
That's just somebody who needs some help, it feels like.
But I can understand it, mate. This is Taylor Swift we're talking about.
I'm struggling to realise how much of a fan you are. This is interesting.
Mate, all over it. She's described it, talking to the media, as an out-of-body experience. Now, I've had that excuse thrown at me before that somebody had an out-of-body experience. That's a story for another time. But people actually experience this. They say that they can witness the event from above. It's not like they're on an operating table or anything. They just see it from a different perspective, that their soul leaves their body, like something out of Marvel.
Yeah, this is quite strange. Well, when Taylor Swift comes to Australia, be alert and be warned, forewarned, your soul could leave your body, is what Scott's saying.
Yeah, and look, it's Taylor Swift. Nothing is impossible.
Yeah, okay. I'll take that from what you will.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, now winter officially kicking off today, but it feels like it was more wintry about 2 weeks ago.
Yes, look, today actually wasn't too bad getting up at the early morning start.
I didn't light the fire last night in the house. We didn't even have the heater on.
I didn't sleep with a hot water bottle.
Do you normally?
Absolutely, mate.
And
it's cold.
Yeah, fair enough. Ugg boots as well. Are you a dressing gown man?
I definitely am not.
Okay.
That's surprising.
Yeah, I thought if you're a hot water bottle guy, you would like dressing gowns. But hey, this is what the whole learning about Scott experience is about. And of course you can catch him love songs at night in his normal shift.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wondering, geez, I want to know more about this hot water bottle guy.
You get your dedications in online, newfm.com.au.
That's called a plug. Next, though, a bit of a debate after something you saw in a supermarket. Yes? Okay, we'll get into that in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novo. Stephen and Crevo, Scott filling in here on New FM.
Mate, I witnessed something in a supermarket recently here in Newcastle, and I was walking around, and look, I'm a supermarket worker from way back. I've worked Coles, Woolies, I've done all of them before. But a scene that I saw occurring right here in Newcastle, yeah, somebody had thrown up in store.
Okay.
And I'm assuming that it was a child. I'm going to throw that assumption out there.
Mm.
And I saw the parent cleaning up the vomit.
Oh, so like the kid was there.
Yep.
And then the mum, or was it mum or dad?
Oh, it was a mum.
Yeah, mum was there. Did she have like some paper towels from the fruit section?
Yeah, it looked like the supermarket workers had helped her a little bit out, and they'd provided some of the stuff, like the cleaning utensils and things that she needed. But she was cleaning up the vomit. It got me thinking, mate, where does that responsibility fall if it happens?
See, I don't think that's right. I think the customer, they've already had a terrible day. Like, if you work at the shop, you should definitely just help, like, clean it up. Like, you should just clean it up. If it was at my shop and a mum was in there, the kid was sick, you know, and had sicked up on the floor, I'd just go, look, don't worry about it. I'll sort it out. They've already, like, if your kid has just vomited on a shop floor, you're already embarrassed, you've already had a bad day.
Yeah.
Things are not going well. I'll just clean it up. It's definitely the worker's responsibility.
See, I sit on the other side of the fence, mate. As somebody who's had to clean up multiple kids, taking a leak in store, doing worse than vomiting in a store, I don't reckon it's the job of the workers to clean it up. I reckon if a tomato sauce falls off the shelf and shatters, hey, I'll be the first person there with a mop and bucket. But in terms of cleaning up bodily fluids, it's a no chance Lance from me.
Okay.
Yep. I think that there is a duty of care when it comes to using supermarkets as an example with a retailer. I think there's a duty of care to assist the shopper. You can look after the kids or scan their groceries or do something, but the actual hands and knees and cleaning, I reckon it falls on the parent or caregiver. Yeah.
When you work in a supermarket, you mentioned before that if tomato sauce falls down,
yep,
you clean that up.
Of course.
What's the difference?
That it's not something that's come from the inside of a stranger.
No, but I mean, like, you still clean. You always have to clean stuff around the shop. It's just something else that needs to be cleaned.
Yep.
Just get on with it.
I'm not paid enough to deal with that, mate. Absolutely not. I'll clean up the mayonnaise, but nothing else.
Okay. Temperature check for Newcastle. 4967 4105. If a kid has chucked up in a supermarket, whose responsibility is it to clean? Is it the worker or the customer? Are you team Scott? You're saying it's the customer?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you team Crevo? The worker should just do it. Just get on with it. 4967 4105. Best callers on air, just for sharing your opinion, in the draw for the Lindt chocolate packs that we're giving away this week. These are super luxurious.
Oof, beautiful.
It's all to promote the new Erin Affair store. It's a boutique with a luxurious chocolate experience. So they're going to give you all the good ones because they want you to know how good it is, right?
The top of the tier line chockies.
Yeah, it's like $100 worth at least, maybe more. 4967 4105. Who cleans up? Is it the worker or the customer? New FM.
recently was in the supermarket, mate, and saw that somebody had vomited on the floor, and what looked like it was a child had thrown up on the floor. A parent or caregiver was cleaning up the mess, and it got me thinking, where does that responsibility lie? Is it on the parent or caregiver, or is it on the shop to clean up after the mess in store?
Basically, worker or customer.
Yep.
You're saying customer, I'm saying worker. Let's let Newcastle decide once and for all. Michelle is in Newcastle. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. What do you think? Is it the worker or the customer who needs to clean it up?
In this case, I think it would be the customer.
Yes.
You can model responsibility to your child if that was the case. So.
Okay. All right. One for Team Scott at this point.
Thanks, Michelle. Are we heading to Cessnock? Mel,
how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Now tell us, what are your thoughts on this? Is it the worker or the customer who needs to clean it up?
I'm a mum of two and I've worked with children from 2 to 12 years old, 100% the mother.
Okay.
Yay! Yep. I love that.
This is a whitewash.
Thank you, Mel. Appreciate that one.
Jeez, I don't know. I mean, is anyone going to support me out there? I don't know. Let's find out, shall we? Trish in Rutherford, how are you doing?
Good, Craver. How are you?
Oh, never better, Trish. Now tell us, if you saw this out and about in a supermarket, what would you think? Is it the worker or the customer who needs to clean this up?
Well, I used to work in a supermarket. We always done it, so it was the worker. We always done it.
So you'd never cleaned up a sick or something else, something worse?
Oh, I'm a mum myself.
Yeah.
Like, if I could do it, I would, but... When I worked in the supermarket, it was always the worker.
Okay. One for Team Crevo, by the sounds of things.
Oh, Trish, let me down on that one.
Now, can this be a tie, or is it going to be an absolute whitewash on Team Scott here? Let's find out. Melissa, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How's Cardiff today?
Nice and warm for a change.
I know, I know. First day of winter doesn't feel like it, does it?
It's a nice day.
Not at all.
All right. Now, the key question here, is it the worker who cleans it up or the customer?
Well, as a mum, I'd be embarrassed if I let someone else clean it up. But if we're looking at responsibility, I'd assume it would be the supermarket.
Thank you.
If this is a court of... clean it up properly...
Yeah.
And someone has a fall on it...
That's right.
It's a supermarket that's liable. Mm-hmm. You had me going there, Melissa.
And in a court of law, we are talking responsibility here, hence the question, who cleans it up, right?
Oh.
So I'm going to take Melissa on my side.
Oh, you wanted a technicality for that one?
Well, it's still a tie. And to be honest, I think Melissa was really more on your side. So I'm going to give you the win here.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Speaking of winning, of course, everyone that's called the show is in the draw for the Lindt chocolate packs that we've been giving away all week. These are awesome. Lindt, they're pioneers in chocolate. Visit the new boutique at Erin Affair for a luxurious chocolate experience. Today, that winner is Sam from Fennel Bay. Congratulations. You've scored yourself one. And, yeah, we've got more to give away throughout the rest of the week.
Fantastic. Good stuff to you, Sam.
Yeah, congratulations. That's us done and dusted. Scott, you're back again tomorrow as Stephen continues his boys' long weekend in Bali.
Oh, his soiree overseas.
A lucky devil. That's us done and dusted for today, though. Have a great day and a great Thursday, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos.